Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugia,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Daisha Eaton. This week on AK, beer. It's no secret that Alaskans love their beer. And in Anchorage, it's showing now more than ever. Established local breweries are constantly expanding, and new smaller operations are always popping up. David Waldron recently tracked the adventure of one such brewery.
Just last year, two new breweries opened in Anchorage. With seemingly no end to these startups, I decided to find out why brewing Alaskan beer is so appealing. So I began at the beginning.
Over here is all the kettles. I mean, you need something to brew in, and these are things that, you would brew in. All made out of stainless steel. Plenty of good steel.
This is Andrew Leonard Fried Schmidt. He works at Arctic Brewing Supply here in Anchorage. The company has been selling home brewing supplies for more than 25 years, so it's not hard to imagine that some of our local brewers have spent time in here during their careers. In mere minutes, Andrew shows me how easy it is to start my own brewing operation.
You can get started and make your very first batch of beer with any of the things you see here. There's only four ingredients in beer, and we sell three of them. The other one comes out of your faucet.
And if that doesn't sound simple enough, they make it even easier.
All of them come with one of our beer in a can. It's the Campbell Soup method. All you have to do is really add this to a pot of boiling water, cool it down, add it to some cold water, and pitch the yeast that comes right in there. 2 to 4 weeks later, you've got yourself delicious beer.
And once you get comfortable making these Campbell Soup beers, the list of recipes Arctic Brewing Supplies sells is vast.
There's the Anchorage Steam Beer, which is a replication of Anchor Steam. The borrowed from Sierra Nevada Pale Ale, or the Bush Rat Amber.
But really, it seems like the best part about home brewing is creating your own recipes. You can pick out your own hops.
You want to stick your head in there and smell it.
Your own kegs.
These are old soda kegs. And they're great kegs. As you can see, they still hold pressure.
And even your own labels.
Any kind of label you can see of. Barrels, flowers, clocks.
Not being ready to start my own brewing company just yet, I paid a visit to one of Anchorage's newest kids on the block, the King Street Brewing Company.
You guys are welcome to taste some stuff.
Yeah.
I would like to try a block IPA.
I'm gonna use that.
Okay.
The place was small but inviting. The smell of malt and hops were thick, and they instantly made me thirsty. But first things first, let's meet the owners.
We had kind of the crazy idea that we'd kind of run this on the weekends, and so we kind of set it up to run with just one person. But quickly, within months, we found that we were outpacing, demand was outpacing what we could produce.
And then last week, we got a chuckling, and we're like, Dana, wait, we got a birthday coming up here pretty quick, so.
That's co-owner Shane Kingry, and the birthday he's referring to is the one-year anniversary of King Street Brewing Company, which will be coming up this month. Dana Walukowicz is the other co-owner, and says both he and Shane started out like many other successful brewers from their home.
You know, really, the science is the same as in home brewing. They're basically using the same ingredients we are. We're just doing it about 31 times the size of batches.
We take our malt, which is 600 or 700 pounds. We drop it through the chute over here.
After looking over the operational side of things, we talk beer. It's clear from the start how much these guys love making it.
It's one part science, it's one part art, and one part mystery too. And it's almost like, you know, in some aspects it's like baking, and you know, you get to enjoy something that you've put together that perhaps no one else has created before.
As to why Alaskans love their local beer so much, Shane echoes the theme of freshness.
It's like fresh fruit, you know, but we used to get, well, we still don't get the best stuff here, but you know, you go to Hawaii and you love the fresh fruit.
Of course, freshness can't be the only reason we love local beer.
We've got good water, which helps to make good beer. We've got a lot of very passionate producers and brewers of that beer. And like anything else, I think Alaskans are, they're big, you know. And so, I mean, if we have an interest, let's make it a big interest.
And these guys back up their go big talk. On top of running the brewery, both Shane and Dana have full-time day jobs elsewhere. The amount of work to keep this place running seems exhausting.
You know, I mean, there's certain things, if I need to do repairs, I can't do them when they're brewing, so I gotta come in at night when they're done, you know, and get home, and my wife is like, oh, who are you?
And though the workload can put a strain on their families at times, the guys at King Street consider many of their customers like family, or at least close friends. Jerry is paying a visit to the taproom today, and he is one of them. Jerry works for a different company on King Street, and although he says the location is convenient, in the end, he comes for the quality.
I've been, you know, very impressed with the quality here right from the very beginning. It's been exceptional.
Time to finally find out for myself. We end our adventure at the most appropriate place, the bar.
Cheers.
Cheers, yeah.
This is a mighty fine Pilsner. And if Andrew over at Arctic Brewing Supply is right, we can expect more breweries like this popping up in the future.
I don't think that there will be any end in sight in startup Alaskan breweries. You can never have too much beer.
For AK, I'm Dave Waldron.